Larry Bird said, "A winner is someone who recognizes his God-given talents, works his tail off to develop them into skills, and uses those skills to accomplish his goals." Find may seem like an odd choice of words to use when we're talking about natural aptitude, but our strengths and weaknesses are not always apparent to us. Most of us assume we know what we're good at and the areas where we shine, but strengths and weaknesses may not be always so easy to recognize. Finding your natural aptitude is often harder than you think. Our strengths typically come so easily and naturally to us that we don't recognize them as being anything special. So how do you find your natural aptitude? Recognizing and acknowledging our strengths and weaknesses is the first step in being able to develop those strengths into tools that will help lead us down our path to a happy life. No one's good at everything, but everyone is good at something. And that something is the road sign that will help to direct us along our path. Our strengths are our unique gifts, individual qualities that we're born with that are specific to each one of us alone. Sometimes we look at the things about ourselves that we dislike, and we miss how they are in fact beneficial to us and are an aspect of what makes us special. Everything about us can help support our journey as we travel along our path of our life. It's easy to recognize areas of ability in other people when they possess a strength in an area that we don't have. We might even view it with amazement, awe, or admiration, possibly imagining how wonderful it would be if we possessed that area of strength. It's not, however, always as easy to recognize our own areas of strength. While we can so readily see the areas where we have difficulty, we often ignore the things that come to us easily, believing that there's nothing special about them, since it doesn't require much effort on our part. If you happen to be an excellent cook, but not a great baker, you might think, sure, I'm good at it, but cooking is easy. Baking is really difficult. But it's more probable that cooking seems easy because it's one of your strengths. It's an area where you possess special aptitude. It's very likely other people who find cooking to be difficult admire you for your cooking and wish they had your ability. These same people might even be great bakers who see baking as very easy, simple, no big deal. If we acknowledge the everyday things that we do well, we frequently find that many people feel that these same activities are difficult. An indication of where our strengths lie is usually found in our enjoyment of an activity. Our passion for an activity is the fuel that drives us to give our best effort, despite the amount of time or energy that's required to invest. Our willingness to put time and effort into an activity allows us to become proficient, and so we tend to excel in that area. Our passion for an activity is not only an indication of our strengths, but also, more importantly, it's an indication of our life's purpose. Our strengths, talents, and skills support our passion, driving us to follow the path that leads us to living our life's purpose. When we're living our life's purpose, we're feeling fulfilled. When we feel fulfilled, we're living a happy life. There's a Hindu saying, "We are what our deep driving desire is. As is our desire, so is our will. As is our will, so is our deed." You can get help for discovering your strengths, aptitudes, and talents using any number of aptitude tests that are available online. But keep in mind that not all assessment tests are equal. To be considered sound, assessment must be free of bias and distortion. Reliability and validity are the two concepts that are most important for defining and measuring bias and distortion in an assessment test. Reliability is one of the most important characteristics of a test. Reliability refers to the consistency of a test and its results in measuring a subject's achievements. It shouldn't matter whether you're taking the test in the morning or in the afternoon or the next day. Validity is the other essential concept for an accurate assessment test. Validity refers to the accuracy of an assessment, meaning it measures what it's supposed to measure. Even if a test is reliable, it may not be valid if the test results aren't accurate. Why are some tests valid and others not? There are several types of assessment tests. Some tests will focus on abilities, others on strengths, talents, interests, or skills. The most reliable assessment tests use a scientific approach, evaluating with accuracy and precision. There are many online tests that have no reliability or validity data. While no assessment test is perfect, testing your aptitude using a respected test can give you a starting point for discovering your areas of strength. You can get your free aptitude test right now. Just click the link.